everybody respects the safety of our kids in this town and the way that crossing guard operations are conducted. I promise you it's me. I have a kid in school in this town. My kid is crossed by a crossing guard every single day. He's here tonight. If I believed that terminating this contract was sacrificing the training or the safety of those kids getting to and from school, I wouldn't advocate for this. But I think in our packets you all read the memo dated January 5th, 2012 from Lieutenant Bliven, which is basically a recap of what he heard at the Committee of the Whole meeting. And the numbers he gives us as far as the cost of the outsourcing show that this contract cost $93,000. We knew that. They calculate the difference between the old cost and the new contract as being a difference of $18,000, $6,000 of which is pure profit being sent to California. The number that keeps getting masked over, though, every time I see these numbers, is the true increase in the cost of this contract. It's not $6,000 and it's not $18,000. It's $27,000. Because what didn't come out in this memo is that in 2010, when we had budget difficulties, they cut the crossing guards' hours. And they saved money. They came in under budget. So even though that budget was $75,000, they did the job for $66,000, not $75,000. So when you look at a starting figure for what we spent on crossing guard services, you need to start from $66,000, not $75,000. So this is not a small investment. It's a big additional cost. And so this cost of this contract can only go up. When we read the terms of the contract, it has built-in provisions for price increases. We're already asked to spend $27,000 more to perform the same job. In a year or two, that cost is going to increase exponentially, automatically, and we just have to go along with that. This is a multi-year agreement. When I put the motion up at Committee of the Whole to exit this contract, I did it in a way that was as amenable to the police department as I could possibly be. We allowed it to go to the end of the year. We gave them time to plan to take the operation back in-house. A plan doesn't need to be put in place to take it back in-house because this is a job they performed for decades. They know how to do it. I also gave them the authority to hire help if needed, as long as they came in cheaper than this ACMS contract. So we didn't invoke the 60-day exit clause. We did not dump it back in Lieutenant Bliven's lap, and we didn't not give anybody any extra money. I think we did it in the best way we could, and we're maintaining local control.